We don't review record releases on this show very often, but we're going to make an exception today.
Open it up. I call that the Beatles Black Album. Best of John, Paul, George, and Ringo, solo, post-breakup.
Thanks. Yeah, basically I put the band back together for you. You know, when you ever listen to too much of the solo stuff, it kind of becomes a drag, you know?
But you put them next to each other, and they start to elevate each other. It's the Beatles.
If you saw the amazing movie Boyhood, you know this moment, where Ethan Hawke gives his son in the movie a music mix he calls the Black Album. A dad trying to impart wisdom to his child plays old-school FM DJ in three CDs worth of music.
Top of Volume 2, first four tracks. You got Band on the Run, Into My Sweet Lord, Into Jealous Guy, Into Photograph. Come on! It's like the perfect segue. You got Paul who takes you to the party. George who talks to you about God. John who says, no, it's about love and pain. And then Ringo who just says, hey, enjoy what we have while we have it.
Well, the rain exploded with a mighty crash as we fell into the sun. Really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord.
Hallelujah,
my sweet Lord. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry.
Lesson here? That each individual Beatles' work, carefully and meticulously collected and organized, magically reveals the creative power of collaboration and the miraculous synergy of the original Fab Four. Actor Ethan Hawke actually did this in real life for his daughter, and director Richard Linklater made it part of the movie Boyhood, which got good reviews on this show some weeks back. Today we review the Black Album with our own old-school FM DJ, John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our partner station WNYC. Schaefer loves the idea of the Black Album and has just a few quibbles with the individual tracks.
The idea is that the Beatles were more than the sum of their parts and that apart, they are somewhat less than themselves. And that by putting them together this way, by juxtaposing the best of their individual songs, they buttress each other and they complement each other even as they sometimes contrast with each other. There's a good example in the second of the three CDs where you hear John Lennon, a kind of a deep cut from him,
right,
called Crippled Inside, which
right,
has a very kind of gut bucket American sound to it. That is adjacent to Ringo Starr's You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine, a song that I've always thought was in questionable taste. But here, next to this kind of John Lennon song, the kind of American roots feel of the Ringo song comes out in a way that I had never experienced before.
So first the deep cut, and then the much more familiar Ringo tune.
You can hide your face behind a smile. One thing you can't hide is when you cripple inside. You come on like a dream, features in green, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful.
These pairings are great. What's another one?
Well, you know, there are a number of there's a moment where he brings Paul McCartney's Pipes of Peace and John Lennon's Imagine together, you know, two songs about love and peace. Mull of Kintyre by Paul McCartney is right next to John Lennon's O Yoko. Both songs have a kind of folk song quality to them. Again, something that in the John Lennon case isn't really obvious until you put it next to Mull of Kintyre, which sounds like an old Scottish folk song or something like that.
Part of this is kind of an old radio thing in the sense that DJs love to talk
exactly
about their segues. And
yes,
I can see it right on your face.
This is exactly what this – this is not just a mixtape.
Right.
This is an old school, free form, late night FM college DJ.
There you go.
Putting together the most awesome set of songs that he or she can imagine.
Schaefer right now has given me goosebumps. I mean, he is – I think he's 18 years old right now and in a college radio station.
I'm back in college radio.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a few quibbles. You know, Ethan Hawke says to his son's character in the film that this is the best of the four of them post-Beatles. Where is 1985 by Paul McCartney? Mm-hmm. Where is Whatever Gets You Through the Night by John Lennon?
Gotcha.
Where's Living in the Material World by George? There are a couple of things I really wish were in here. But by the end, the beauty of his concept becomes apparent at the final CD, the end of the third of the three CDs, in this really extraordinary moment where you have Paul McCartney's Here Today, his song mm-hmm. about his love and relationship for John after he'd been killed, juxtaposed with George Harrison's All Things Must Pass.
And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song. All things must pass. All things must pass away.
You know, I'm wondering if someone who knows so much about the Beatles as you do, and as obviously Hawk does and Linklater does, if you see the relationship between these four sort of moving and evolving as you listen to these three CDs.
I think Ethan Hawke must, because he does something pretty curious in this third CD. All Things Must Pass following Here Today from Paul McCartney. That would be a real great, weepy place to leave us. But he doesn't leave us there. There's a little musical coda, which is Paul McCartney in an MTV Unplugged show doing a version of And I Love Her, as if to say, after everything, after the bitterness, after the strife, after the attempts to bring them back together, because we also get to hear the song Real Love, which was a posthumous coming together of John Lennon and the other three. After all of that, something endures, and it's the music, and it's a great old Beatles classic that endures. It's not the Beatles playing it. And it's a slightly different tempo and a slightly different rhythm, but it is that great old Beatles tune. And it's as if Ethan Hawke is saying something of the Beatles survives the four of them.
A love like ours.
The hope is that in the larger context of what he's talking about, of love and regret and guilt and remorse and all of that, that something endures from that process as well.
It's a beautiful acoustic song, and it's a great coda. And as Ethan Hawke says to his son, you are the music of whatever happened in our relationship, referring to his own marriage.
Mm-hmm. And let's also remember, he calls this the Black Album. It's the counterpart to the White Album, which was the sound of a band falling apart. And the Black Album, in a sense, is the sound of one man putting that band back together in his imagination and now in our ears.
If we yearned for the Beatles to get back together, does the Black Album deliver that?
Oh, that's a big question. I would say no, because I think at the end of the day, that is in fact not the intent of the Black Album. The intent is exactly what the fictional character is saying in the Linklater film, because this was something that Ethan Hawke did in real life for his daughter. So this is very much about family and about the passing of time and about the passing of your love of music, of your family, or whatever, onto your children and to the rest of your family. And that, on that level, it works.
John Schaefer, thanks so much.
John, thank you.
John Schaefer is the host of Soundcheck and New Sounds at our partner station WNYC. To see the full list of tracks on the Black Album, go to our website at thetakeaway.org.